Drake dropped his new studio album, Honestly Nevermind, out of nowhere, so I thought it was a fitting time to react to some hot takes. Let's start off with Imperial Laucha from Reddit, who says, that track with the bed creaking sound gotta be him trolling, because that shit was terrible.
So how do you feel about Currents, man? A lot of people have a lot of different takes on this song. I personally fuck with it, but
I don't know. I feel like Drake is trying to like seduce us, bro. Like, I don't know if it was the vibes. No. I mean, it totally threw me off. Like, that's one song I don't really vibe with, and... Okay. When Young Money, you know, made that song Bedrock, I guess they weren't playing, bro, because clearly they're fucking referencing back to it. Yeah, it's not a song that's for me, and I feel like him sampling the mattress, you know, moving just... I don't know. It's a weird choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, you think it's a weird choice? I don't know. I found it pretty fire. I mean, a lot of people said that it sounds like something from SpongeBob, and I'm going to get onto a take later. But I mean, I liked it, bro. I think Currents was actually a good song. Yeah, you think it's an outlier?
I think the album's fire, but I just don't fuck with that song too much.
Okay, all right. Listen, I'm going to go on to my next take, all right? So listen to this. This Drake album is made for dudes who take fine women not on trips, not for the homies in the club asking where the hoes at. So listen, I found this one pretty funny. This comes to us from X on Twitter. So how do you feel about the vibe of the album? Like, why do you think people aren't vibing with it like that, you know, based on this take? And do you think it speaks to a certain demographic more than others, let's say?
I mean, for sure, it's definitely, you know, bound to land with the ladies more than anyone else, I feel like. But I'm vibing with the album, and I feel like it's perfect timing for the summer. And I think people are just salty that they didn't get the Drake that they wanted. Like, this is a full-on dance album. It's a tribute to Virgil, and, you know, it was the kind of music that Virgil was spinning in the club. So obviously it has more of that house aesthetic, and not every Drake fan is going to be down for him to kind of totally switch up and get out of his comfort
zone. But that was something that you were saying that you wanted at one point.
I did.
It was a super focused and coherent track list. So do you feel as if you got that?
I did get that. I mean, besides a couple of tracks, which, you know, we have some takes about later. But for the most part, it's probably Drake's most cohesive sounding album, I would say, since If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
Wow, okay, that's a big
harping all the way back to then. What about you?
I gotta have some time with it and everything, but I'm definitely enjoying it for the summer vibes. We were spinning it the other night.
All right.
I definitely enjoyed the vibe, but go on to your next one.
My next one actually comes from Addison Ray on Twitter.
Okay.
And she said, hot take, this is Drake's best album.
Oh, no. You see, that's
where you got to draw the line.
Yeah, that's where we have to draw the line here. You know, it's a great listen. I'm really fucking with it, but, like, it's not cracking, you know.
Nothing
was the
same.
It's not cracking, Take Care. Bro, those are, like, staples within the 2010 decade for hip-hop. And I think that even seeing the way that they've aged the Sonics in those albums, like, that kind of stuff can never be replicated, you know, like... Same thing with Kendrick with The Pimp a Butterfly and GKMC. Same thing with Cole, let's say, with 2014 and For Your Eyes
Only.
Yeah, but those projects for me are uncrackable.
I just don't want to make the claim that Drake can't put out his best album at this point in his career. Because
it's
possible.
I'm not saying that, but based on Honestly Nevermind, I genuinely don't think that we could say it's his best album yet.
Yeah, I just think it's because, I mean, again, one of Drake's strongest suits is the fact that he has so much range as a vocalist.
Facts.
And here he's kind of, you know, sticking to one type of sound, which is good for cohesion, but it's not showing the whole pool of his talents, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, but I mean, you've already gotten enough of that, right?
Oh, you did.
So, like, even like that, like, let's say you would have dropped CLB again, you know, showcasing all those talents, but it sounds like, you know, just maybe a part three of Nothing Was the Same or Take Care, I wouldn't have enjoyed that.
Absolutely.
So, I like the track list for what it is, but let me go on to my next one. This one's pretty funny. So, this one comes to us from A on Twitter.
Okay.
Shout out to you, and you said, somebody said Drake dropped an album full of songs those jellyfish were dancing to on SpongeBob. So,
what the fuck?
Bro, these people's takes are absolutely wild. So I understand the comedic value behind it. A lot of people like the troll on Twitter, but, you know, where do you think, you know, the hate for the production comes into? Because a lot of people said that, you know, they didn't like the production. They said it sounds super cheap, or it's not a good dance album. Are you feeling that vibe? Because, like, I like dance music. You know, I go into a couple of EDM albums. I'm a fan of K-Tronada and, you know, even Black Coffee. But how about you? Like, do you feel as if it's a cheap dance album?
I don't think it sounds cheap at all. I mean, I think for the most part, you know, 40, Black Coffee, Carnage, they all did a great job on the production. I mean, it's kind of in that house EDM, Afrobeats type of style. And to be honest with you, I would have liked to seen, you know, other producers come into the realm. Like K-Tronada, I think, would have made, you know, amazing music for Drake, bringing more back that traditional dance music with some funk and disco fusions.
Yeah, you think K-Tra's production would have fit this
yes,
well?
Yes, and I would have liked more productions like Massive, where you're getting more of a progressive house sounding thing, where you have the build up and the beat drop, like some more Swedish House Mafia, Martin Garrix type of sounds. That could have been fire too, but this shit's going to get people moving, bro. Like, this is what we need for the summer. I feel like, you know, you have to maybe be on a beach. You got to be in a setting where you can move and vibe. But for the most part, like this is gonna hit nice for those late night drives too.
Oh, I thought sure. Gardo, my bad. Gardo was not on this project. My bad. I just gone through the production.
Oh yeah, Gordo is Carnage.
Yeah, my bad. Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. My bad, because I was looking through the production credits and I was trying to go through it. I was not familiar with his alter name. My bad, but let me keep going on with this. No, sorry, it's your turn. Let's go on to your next one. What do you got?
My next one actually comes to us from Blackie Speaks on Twitter, who says, I thought this Drake album was garbage on my first listen. I'm on my third listen now and I like it.
Wow.
Which I think is cool because I feel like that's a sentiment with so many Drake albums that on the first listen, you're not sure if you're vibing with it. It's not what you expected. It's not what you wanted because Drake has given us so much. But I think that, yeah, I think this album is going to grow on people. What do you think about that?
I think so. Absolutely. A lot of people in group chats and you know, on Twitter, you know, are saying, yeah, you know, on my second, third listen, I fuck with it. Because I guess a lot of people went into that first listen with super high expectations to be getting a rap album, you know, and they didn't get that. But for the most part, I also think it's a case of like a lot of they saw like people were speaking about it positive, you know, in a positive light, and a lot of big people came out and said it was a good album. J Electronica said it was a fire listen. Joey Badass, J Cole, you know, you had some of the best lyricists right now in the game say this is a vibe.
Yeah,
and people are like, oh, okay, you know, so let me go give this another listen.
Let me change my opinion
Let me go back for another listen and see how, you know, how this fits my rotation. That's completely fine, though, because it does take, you know, time to age with these certain things. But I have another one, okay? So this comes to us from the Big Stepper on Twitter, and he said, me when I realized Drake made a whole Passion Fruit album. So look at this one. look at the meme on this one.
I love Passion Fruit, so that doesn't bother me. I mean,
Think it was an album full of Passion
Not
Fruit?
Not really, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really hear that many songs that even, you know, sounds similar to Passion Fruit, to be honest with you. But I mean, to say that Drake totally switched up on this album, not really. I mean, he has made other tracks that are kind of within the realms of dance music in the past. I mean, even dating back all the way to So Far Gone, like there's one or two tracks that actually fit into that vibe. I'm gonna pull up the track list and see which one I'm thinking of. But yeah, I don't think this is the first time Drake has tapped into this sound, but it's not like it's repetitive. It's not like it's, no, you know, sure Passion not. Fruit times 14. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
But okay, let's keep going on. What else do you have on your end?
My next one comes to us from Kira Won't Miss on Twitter, who says, hey, H&M and Forever 21 are about to have a field day with this Drake album.
So do you feel like it's one-dimensional and plastic like that? Because a lot of people are saying they feel like it's a plastic album, I don't completely understand.
I feel like this take is more pointing, you know, towards the fact that that these stores are going to have a field day with it because it's more of like background music. But fuck that. I'm going to have a field day with this album in terms of just like my enjoyment. I could see myself playing it in so many different settings, and it has this kind of atmospheric nocturnal vibe that's going to be awesome to play it at night, and I'm going to end up enjoying it. So I don't think that it's a one-dimensional album by any means.
Yeah, because even at that, I mean, what's your favorite setting to play this album in? Because I was bumping it, let's say, at a chilling the other night. I was bumping it in the whip, you know, in a smoke session. And I could find myself playing this album in a lot of different settings. I even, for my notes this morning, you know, to find all these takes, let's say, for this episode, I just put it on as background music, and it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
So where's your favorite setting so far?
My favorite setting? I mean, I haven't done this yet, but I feel like it's kind of lounge music. It's shit that you can just chill out to. So I feel like maybe at the beginning of a barbecue, you're getting settled in. People are still coming over, having a couple of opening drinks, and you have this playing in the background.
Absolutely.
You know?
Definitely something
to
get you
going. By the way, the song I was thinking of off of So Far Gone is called, hold on, I had it right here, Little Bit, featuring Like Lee.
Okay, fire.
That's similar to this.
Let me go on to my last take for today. So this comes to us from Alibian. I really do fuck with this take. And you said, you hate Drake's album because you only listen to hip-hop, and that's very fine. Art is all about perspective and preference, but don't call that album trash. It's solid material. So what I like about this tweet is kind of like, you know, highlighting maybe the truth about the criticism behind it is that a lot of hip-hop fans went into this album, and they may not be in tune with, you know, dance music. They may not, you know, play this type of music in certain settings. So what do you think the adjustment period is going to be for hip-hop listeners that wanted, you know, let's say a track list full of Tuscan Leathers or even, let's say, Headlines? You know, what do you think that period is going
to
be?
I mean,
like,
I don't know if there's an adjustment period for that. I think you just have to accept the art that he wanted to put out. I mean, he spent a solid 6-7 months making the album, and clearly he was inspired to make this kind of music, and you have to kind of take it for what it is. And that kind of brings me to another take from Project Mbappe 21, who says on Reddit, ass, Sticky and Jimmy Cooks are good, but the rest, I don't know what happened to him. So this is a fan that clearly only enjoyed the rapping performances on the album.
But that's that's subjective at the end of the day.
No,
right?
But I kind of disagree with that, because that kind of tells me that like you clearly want Drake to, you know, fit into the sound that you fuck with. You only want the rapping type of Drake.
I know, but we're guilty of that sometimes too. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, don't get me wrong. If I could have had a full-on Drake rap album instead, I would have taken it. But I'm just saying, like, try to appreciate the lane and direction that he was headed
in. So you feel like a lot of people are having a cloudy judgment on this album based on, you know, the fact that they wanted those Tuscan Leathers and they wanted, you know, just that full rap
album. Not necessarily Tuscan Leathers, but like... Even a song like Jimmy Cook, it's one of the weakest ones on there.
I don't know what I mean. Yeah, like I was also seeing some people on Twitter saying that, like, you know, 21 Savage was the, you know, saving grace of this album.
Stop that.
You know, like this album's fucking, if anything, I think that song shouldn't have been included, if you want to be honest.
It threw off the vibe of the rest of the album. But I mean, it wasn't cohesive.
But he threw it at the end, so it doesn't necessarily matter. Like from let's say track one to, I believe, what was it, 13? Because there's 14 tracks in total. Yeah. Correct? That run is super solid. Like it feels like one big vibe, you know, the sequencing was nice. I liked it, but I just feel like that one track, maybe he just threw it in for the people that wanted like a Drake slapper for their summer.
Still, though, if you're saying those are the only two songs that you wanted, then clearly you weren't even open-minded in terms of trying to hear what Drake was going for. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. But guys, let us know what your hottest takes are for this new Drake album. And if you're curious to see our first live reaction to Drake's Honestly Nevermind, we actually reacted to it for the first time on our Patreon with our entire community. Link available in our description if you guys want to check it out. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode and for supporting the podcast. We'll catch you guys in the next one.